done away with. I think it was another system, and then somehow this thing has already changed so many times. It's already morphed into the Space Launch System / SpaceX Starship Landing System / Blue Origin Jeff Bezos Landing System. We'll see. Hopefully we're here a couple of years from now when all this happens, Brian. Anyway, I'm gonna shut it down. Turn it over to you for any last comments.
Okay, very, very good. You know, I just would like to go ahead and see when they're going to, all four astronauts are going to finally go ahead and fly around and come back safe. And maybe we'll see. Maybe it's a stepping stone. Anyway, thank you, Paul, and I know Roy will be getting on the moment, and Roy, thank you for everything, and much appreciated, both of you, and I shall be sitting on the side and then going QRT, so back to you.
Real good, Brian. Thanks for your excellent ideas. Appreciate that, and I thank everybody that stood by and listened. And let's see, tomorrow night is Monday. That's the Limar Club Net. You don't even have to be a member of the club to check in. 8:30 on these repeaters, followed by Swap Shop, and that's always followed by Radio Newsline. Roy, over to you. AC2GS, WS2N. The SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I appreciate it especially. And thank you, Brian, for your kind comments. And thanks to everyone who participated today. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned a couple of things. And I hope you'll join us next Sunday when we try and do this all over again. As is my habit, I will remind you of the clever sayings of two clever people, one being our own K2RIW, who would always end his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. That's certainly good advice. And good old Epictetus, who said it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't make them so wide open your brains fall out, because you're going to need it one of these days. So anyway, everyone, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. And if you can, please come join us next Sunday night when we try and do this all over again. This is AC2GS formally closing this particular episode of the Limark Technical Net after I say Slava Ukraini.
KF2CC going QRT. Have a very good evening, everybody. And thank you for participating and helping. Bye-bye.
K2FCP. Paul, if you're still there, do you still keep count of how many technets there have been?
I keep track of the SpaceNet report since I started keeping track. Naturally, we did it a lot of time, you know, many times before that. So I'm up to, 670 this week. So that gives me, you know, close to 13 years, I guess. That's since we started keeping records for the SpaceNet report. And naturally, you know, Dick and I, we were on there years before. Not on a regular basis, you know. He would just bring up a topic, and sometimes he'd start talking about the space program, and I wound up in there, and one thing led to another. So that went on for years like that. So that it could have started early in the net, could have finished late in the net, in the middle of the net, you know. And as far as the I think Roy always says, I forget how many years we're up to now. Is it 44, I think, something like that. Anyway, back to you, Chris.
Yeah, it's been something. I do remember that, by the way. I listened all the way back probably in mid-'80s or late 80s or something when I first came across it. I used to listen on a scanner. But, yeah, I'd love to calculate. I'll do it. I think Roy says 44 years. I have to calculate minus, say, 5 or 10 a year for holidays or something. Probably figure it out.
Yeah, time gets away from me. But, yeah. And then at one time, Dick was doing two tech nets at one time. He was involved with Lockfield. Lockfield had a technet going, so that was on Tuesday nights. He always did the Sunday night for Limark, of course. So yeah, he had two of those things going. I remember that. That was 1980-ish into the early 1990s, I guess.
Yeah, the first time I came across it was on Lockfield's repeater, because I lived in, I was pretty close to their repeater, but yeah, I remember that. That was a long time ago, boy. Crazy. All right, have a good night. K2SDP, I'll be clear, 732X. Thank you.
Very good. Catch you later, Chris. And this is WS2N, clear. Until hopefully next week.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Thank you.
the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.